This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Mm-hmm. Buckle up. You never know. Hold on tight. Yeah, you never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. It's a Strawberry Letter.
Subject: she used to be my sugar baby. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 49-year-old retired businessman. I had had a startup in the early 2000s that did very well, and I sold it in a multi-million dollar deal. I make the majority of my income now from my real estate investments. That's how I met my 27-year-old fiancé. She was renting one of my houses, and after 3 months of her living there, we had sex, and I started taking care of her in every way. Here's why. Dot, dot, dot. The sex is beyond amazing, and she's a classy young woman by day, but at night, she's like my personal sex slave and vice versa. She has me under her spell, and I can't be next to her without touching her. I was ashamed at first of our age difference, but I got over it and started showing her off in our community. I proposed 6 months ago, and she has moved into my home, and I bought her 2 puppies as a welcome gift. The only big downfall of this relationship is that she has her priorities mixed up. When she moved out of my rental home, I had to do a few repairs and replace the carpet because she tore everything up. She can step out of the house without a single hair out of place, but she's failing miserably at housekeeping. I've never been with a woman that leaves dirty underwear on the floor. She won't do the simplest of things like rinse the tub out after her bath or wipe off the kitchen counter when she spills something. Our housekeeper now comes twice a week because my fiance and her puppies leave lots of big and little messes all over the house. Maybe this is an age thing or she lacks home training. Is it possible to turn my sugar baby into a decent wife, or am I making a big mistake because of great sex? Well, I gotta be a little messy right here and ask, don't you guys always make mistakes because of great sex, don't you? I mean, you name it, it's been done all in the name of great sex. Whether it's cheating or fighting or lying or missing work or whatever the situation, when great sex is involved, you guys lose your minds. I mean, let's face it, you're whipped. So it's no real surprise as to why you proposed and moved her right on in your house. But you're right, it does sound like a lack of proper home training, and you've spoiled her rotten, sugar daddy. Well, you can speak to her about it. And I suggest you do it now before you guys get married. You know, tell her about the messes she and her little doggies that you bought her leave around the house. I suggest you do it, like I said, before you get married, because if you continue to let it go, it's going to get worse after she becomes your wife. You know, don't write us then. She should at least be able to do the basics, you know, clean up a spill or don't leave dirty underwear around. But until then, I really hope you can afford to have your maid come and clean up behind her. Maybe she can come in, you know, more days now. You know, can you turn your sugar baby into a decent wife, or are you making a big mistake because of sex? you can might be able to turn her into a decent wife, but she's got to get the basics down. I mean, that's the very least she could do is clean up after herself. Steve?
I don't normally start at the bottom of the letter, but based on the comment that Shirley said, I'm going to start at the bottom just for a brief moment. I'm going to be a little messy here. So I'm just going to say it. Don't all me and make big mistakes because of great sex.
I knew that was going to make you mad.
Don't nobody give a damn, Shirley, about what you talking about. We make big mistakes because of great sex.
Yes.
And the hell that got to do with it?
Let me go on
and start the letter. This 49-year-old man, retired businessman at 49, sold it for a multi-million dollar deal, making the majority of his money now from real estate, and that's how he met his 24-7-year-old fiance. She was renting one of your houses, and after 3 months of living there, we had sex, and I started taking care of her in every way. And here is why. Because sex is beyond amazing, and she's a classy young woman by day, and at night, she's my personal sex slave and vice versa. Mm. Well, dog, now let's just start right here. Well, that's what you got. You got a 27-year-old personal sex slave and vice versa, and you her sex slave. You can't, if you sit next to her, you can't help but touch her. So that's what you got. Then you say I was ashamed at first of our age difference, but I got over it and started showing her off, and I proposed 6 months ago. She'd have moved into my home, and I bought her 2 puppies as a welcoming gift. What? Dog, who do that old ass mess?
What, buy puppies?
Dog, you bought her 2 puppies as a welcoming gift. Dog, what you buy puppies for? What? The hell was the puppy's fault?
Why are you mad?
She ain't asked you for no damn dog. She want free rent. She's sex slaving for rent. Oh, nobody asked you for no damn dogs. That's just like we asked this country to treat us just like they say in the Constitution. We ain't asked for Juneteenth.
Yeah. All right, listen. You just hold your thoughts right
there.
Oh,
no damn okay? Puppies.
Get it together. We'll have part 2 of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, she used to be my sugar baby. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, let's recap, Steve. Today's strawberry letter, the subject, she used to be my sugar baby. You still mad? About those dogs.
49-year-old man, who retired businessman, made all these millions selling his company. Now he got real estate, and he'd have met this 27-year-old fiance. She rented one of her houses. After 3 months of living there, we had sex, and I started taking care of her in every way. And here's why. Because the sex is beyond amazing. Mm. She's a classy young woman by day, but at night, she's like my personal sex slave and vice versa. Well, like I said, that's what you got, dog. You got a sex slave. So all this other stuff you finna ask for, I'm finna ask you something. She got you under her spell. You can't even sit next to her without touching. But then you started showing her off in the community, and you proposed 6 months ago. She done moved into your house, and you done bought her 2 damn puppies as a welcoming gift.
Man,
you so damn stupid. See, he keep doing you. All your mistakes is worse. Now, you done moved this woman in your house. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I ain't mad at you. You in love with her. You in love with your sex. I got you. I understand. Mm-hmm. But the puppies, though. And then you come talking about the only big downfall in this relationship, and she got her priorities mixed up. When she moved out of my rental home, I had to do a few repairs and replace the carpet because she tore everything up. Hell, you just said she a sex slave.
So what is, huh?
Sex slave gonna tear your house up. Wait a minute, hold up, dog. You think while she was living over there, you was the only one?
Steve.
Wait a minute, hold up. How you think the house got tore up? Wait a minute, hold up. You can't be all that good at sex at 27. Ain't had none before. I'm not dogging the lady. I'm not knocking her. But I'm just saying to bruh, Come on, man. You got a sex slave. The sex is amazing. You get amazing at sex because you done got good at sex. You get good at sex because you done had sex. Come on. I ain't knocking them. I'm just saying that's what you got. You got what you wanted. You got a sex slave. Now you looking over there because she done tore the house up. Slaving hard. Sex slaving hard on carpet, walls, racks, shower curtains. The back of the toilet, doorknobs.
What's happening there?
You got to use all this when you sex slaving. You all this get tore up at a house. Slaving hard on the house. You're in here drilling holes in walls and putting up swing sets and diving boards is in the middle of the living room wall and trampolines coming out the kitchen. Well, you sex slaving? Why you think the house tore up? You done tore the carpet up, then ripped it, sliding furniture across there.
Oh my gosh, she
can step out the house without a single hair out of place, but she's failing miserably at housekeeping. I've never been with a woman that leaves dirty underwear on the floor. She won't do the simplest of things like rinse off the tub after a bath or wipe off the kitchen counter if she spills something. Dog ain't gonna tell you this no more. She a sex slave. She don't do housework. She a sex slave. You got it. Take time to sex slave. You tired when you get through slaving. She a sex slave. She ain't just a regular slave. She a sex slave. Now, if you want another kind of slave, you got to make another move. But you got a sex slave, dog. She here for sex. She ain't here for housework. No, you need a maid. You need a maid and a housekeeper come in every day. Because she tired. She left her underwear in the floor because that's where you took them off at. Remember, you were sex slaving. Our housekeeper now comes twice a week because my fiance and her puppies leave lots of big and little messes all over the house. Hey. Quit talking to me about this mess these puppies made because your ass bought them damn puppies.
There we go with the puppies.
I told your stupid ass as soon as I read about these puppies. What the hell you buy them puppies for? Now you thought the puppies was potty trained? You thought they house trained as soon as you buy them? No. She don't take care of nothing. How you figure she going to take care of these two damn dogs? Yeah. See, you stupid, dog. You done bought a lot of this on yourself. I don't feel sorry for you, pimp. Maybe this is an age thing or she lacks home training. Dog, she good at what she trained at doing.
And what is that? Oh,
she's
God.
Sex slaving.
Here we go.
She ain't the housekeeper. She ain't Molly maid. That ain't what she do, dog. She turn them out. Nobody got no time to be picking up underwear and wiping off counters. Why has I got to wipe off the counter? I was just crawling on it a minute ago. Pick up my underwear. I don't know where you tore my drawers off at. You tore them off. I was just running by. You tore my drawers off. They was in your mouth a minute ago. Now you done dropped them somewhere. Now you want me to go back around the house, find these panties.
Wow.
I'm not going to do all that and be your sex slave.
Gosh.
Is it possible to turn my sugar baby into a decent wife, or am I making a big mistake because of great sex? No, I'm not saying that the girl can't be a wonderful wife. That ain't what I'm saying. I ain't saying the girl cheating on you or none of that. I ain't saying none of that. But sex ladies don't do housework. Now, you're going to have to bring that maid in every damn day.
That's what he needs to do.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey
and
FM
put
on Instagram.
Them puppies in a box somewhere and cut ass down to the pet store.
On Instagram and Facebook, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.